it's cool to listen to your church's podcast. Something about, you know, we live here, we're plugged in here, we're like our own little portion of the body of Christ. And so I think it's important to be plugged in where you're at.
Welcome to the weekly summer edition. I am your summer host, Eden Gooddeal. Before we get started, make sure to visit calvarybible.com and click on your campus. Get connected and stay connected with Calvary Bible Church. With me today is the self-proclaimed number one listener of the weekly, Jack Davis. Jack, welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, for listeners who have no idea who you are.
Everybody. That's everybody.
For the most part, probably. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Who are you? Who are you to Calvary?
Yeah, so I'm Jack Davis. I have been a member at Calvary for something like 2 or 3 years now, but I've been attending since I was 18. So that's 8 years ago now.
Dang.
And I have listened to every episode of the weekly ever.
I love it. Okay. What got you started listening to the weekly?
So actually I didn't start listening to the weekly right when the weekly started, but, I had a change in jobs where I went from working remote to having to drive to Aurora every day from Broomfield.
Yeah.
So I was spending something like an hour and a half, 2 hours in the car every day.
Yeah.
And I needed something to do. And I knew Calvary had a podcast, and I thought it would be kind of fun to, the start of the podcast, you know, roughly lines up with when I started attending.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be cool to go back and re-listen to all the church history and messages I had experienced while I had been there. So I just started crushing them like 3 or 4 a day. Weird habit.
I love it.
But I ended up catching up. It did not take me long to catch
up. Oh, I bet.
And then I've just been listening regularly ever since.
I've done that with podcasts before where you download like a season of it or something.
Yeah.
And you just crank through them on your commute or at the gym or whatever.
Yeah.
Where is your listening spot of choice?
For the car.
The car.
Still? It's the car. Yeah. I don't drive nearly as much anymore, maybe 30 minutes.
Sure.
So, usually the car. I don't really listen to anything anywhere else.
Fair enough. Okay. So tell me about your time at Calvary. So you started going about 8 years ago. What made you start attending Calvary?
Yeah. So I went to the University of Colorado.
Sco Buffs.
In Boulder. Sco Buffs.
Indeed.
And I went to a Campus Crusade event early on in the start of freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And we met some people who said, hey, you should come to church with
us. Including one another. Well, we met each other.
That's true.
At that crew event. Anyways.
That is true. And they said, we'll take you to church.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us to Calvary Boulder.
Yeah.
And I didn't go anywhere else. That was it. I was like, cool.
Found
my people.
Sense. Yeah.
Found my community.
Exactly. What, in your time at Calvary, so you've attended the Boulder campus and the Erie campus, what have you loved about the church?
Yeah, I think one thing that really stuck out to me was their attentiveness, especially in Boulder, to the students.
Mm.
I had been to churches where I had felt I could go and lead, like show up on Sunday morning, attend service and leave, and you know, nobody would say anything to me.
Totally.
And there were some people there who, you know, introduced themselves, you know, got to know us, all
mm-hmm.
that stuff. And even, you know, week over week they would come up to us and, you know, say our names.
Right.
Hey Jack, how are you doing?
Yeah.
So, wow, I can't believe you remembered all of our names.
I know.
So I just think that kind of care was really cool.
Mm.
It's where we all decided to go.
Yeah.
I think we're just creatures of extreme habit.
And
so if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, yeah, it worked. Well, when we were just talking about before we started recording how like our kind of class of college students started going there, and now there's this, and it started as just like 5 or 6 of you guys, and
mm-hmm.
then I started coming, and now there's this like block of
yeah.
pews in Boulder that no one else sits in other than the students. And when the students are gone in the summer, it's empty.
Yeah.
It's like reserved for,
yeah.
not that people can't sit with the college students, but it's just sweet to see, yeah, Boulder cares about
mm-hmm.
their college students. It's like such an integral part of their community and life there. I also know that you have been serving with W&T for a little bit now. Tell me about that. How'd you get started there?
Yeah, so I went to a church in the Springs when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I remember my youth group, you know, being super impactful. My small group leader, the youth group director, just really foundational relationships for me.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with the guys that I was in small groups with in high school.
That's amazing.
And I did middle school. I did like the equivalent of mayhem there when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of fun.
Yeah.
And so when my wife and I got married, we decided to get plugged in and do the same thing. So I started with freshman boys, I guess 4 years ago. They're seniors now.
Yeah.
It's been a blast. It's crazy to see how much they've grown up, matured.
Oh my goodness, I bet.
They used to be pretty rowdy. They were, you know, obviously they're maturing and they have matured, which is awesome. They've come up to me and like, they've had times with their middle schoolers where they have come up to us afterwards and said, I can't believe you guys ever put up with us. Which is fair. I was the same way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who amongst us hasn't?
Yeah.
Right? Is there any memories of serving in WNT in particular that you can think back to that you're like, oh, man, this was so satisfying that to like see the gospel click in somebody's head for the first time, or maybe like seeing them step up with middle schoolers? Like, what's a specific memory that has made the late nights worth it?
Yeah. I think this is past few months, we've been having the guys lead small groups.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's we get cool. a leader guide with some questions and things of the sort. And a guy volunteers himself. They want to do it, which is cool.
Yeah.
We just hand them the packet and we say, you're in charge. And it's cool watching them be willing to and interested in stepping up, assuming some leadership and some ownership. And just getting to watch them. I mean, they're paying attention, obviously. And I think they even get each other's attention better than we get their attention.
Yeah.
So it's good to have them. You know, if I could sit there and not say anything for a whole small group, I think that's a success.
No, totally. Because the sort of buy-in that they have when they have skin in the game is a little bit different. And they get to, like you said, they pay attention to each other differently.
Yeah.
And that's such a blessing. That's awesome. Well, you have deemed yourself the number one listener of the weekly.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a staple in your routine. Mm-hmm. At what point did you realize, it's probably me. I'm probably the like number one listener, according to yourself.
So there are some guys who get together it used to be every other Thursday, once a month on Thursdays, to just talk theology, talk shop, all Calvary guys. And I remember telling them, you know, I had been listening to the weekly and they gave me kind of a bewildered look. They were like, you've listened to like all of the, like you just listened to the weekly. And I was like, I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
And, I think I kind of realized, I don't know how many people listen to the weekly, but I am one of them.
I'm one of the ones.
I might be the one.
I'm
number one.
There you go. So, I mean, if you think you're number one, comment. If there's anybody who's, who can hold a candle to Jack, if you think, you should comment and maybe we'll have you on someday. Okay, well, because you listen so faithfully to the show, what are the things that you love about the weekly?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's cool to listen to your church, your church's podcast. You know, I think it's cool to listen to, you know, other sermons from different pastors. 100%. I think that's great.
Mm.
But something about, you know, we live here, we're plugged in here, we're like our own little portion of the body of Christ. And so I think it's important to be plugged in where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
I like the format. It's good to be plugged in.
Yeah. Is there like a reoccurring segment or anything that you're like, oh, this is really the thing in my week I look forward to? Like for me, I like listening to it because the deeper you can go with the sermon, because preachers always say they only can preach on like 1% of the research they did.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to hear, to hear one more, 1% kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's more out there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, what has that been like for you? What have you enjoyed about that?
I would say the same. I agree with you, actually. I think, you know, way back when it was even more, maybe intentional is not the right word, but a bigger point for them was to, if you had 10 more minutes, 15 more minutes, what would you have said? What would you have covered? Maybe what did you cut out that would you have liked to leave in?
Right.
And I think I agreed just to get more of, I really like that message on Sunday. I would love to hear just more about it. You could have gone longer.
Yeah, could have gone longer. Mm. What would you have said exactly? Imagine for a moment you're in charge of the weekly podcast. What do you do different?
Well, I start by wondering who put me in charge of the weekly and why.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I think there's some charm in the older weeklies if you listen to them when, like, you know, Jay is just doing them with a soundboard, like in his laundry room. It's just, it's kind of charming COVID throwback, you know? And I don't think that was obviously sustainable.
Sure.
I just think that kind of thing, I find it endearing and I think it's kind of fun.
The imperfection.
If I could do actually one thing, I like the 3-person format.
Yeah.
I think it's just a little bit more, you have more contribution.
Yes.
More insight. I always think more perspective is cool.
I think you're right. I think we've been experimenting more with like having more guests on and seeing what that's like. And it's always been fun. And the kind of, I'm always like, I wish we could, it's another one of those situations where I'm like, I wish we could go 30 more minutes. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And we have such amazing staff here that have so much knowledge and wisdom. So we built the weekly kind of to be, as in part, to be a midweek touch point. Do you feel like, how has that served you in your walk with the Lord? Has it been an encouragement? What has that looked like in your life?
They used to have a little slogan they would say during the older weeklies, connecting the sermon on Sunday to your real life lived Monday through Friday. I probably totally butchered that. but they would, it just felt to me, you know, hey, I hear this on Sunday. It's easy for that to feel separate.
Yeah.
It's easy for it to feel, I go on Sunday, I hear my message, I go home. And just to be reminded, refreshed, especially with some of those older messages, like when we were going through Daniel, that was a long time ago. but just, to be reminded and refreshed to reapply, I think was good.
You spoke about listening to it on the way, on your commute to work. Do you feel like listening or just kind of having the sermon from that week in the back of your head, like, changed at all how you were approaching coworkers or conflicts at work or even just work in general?
Yeah, I think so. In a similar manner, you know, I didn't just listen to the weekly. Sometimes I listen to, I'd have the Bible be read to me, things like that. Always just good to have it on your mind. And I do think so. It probably helped me with some of my, you know, patience at work and things like that, especially with such a long commute.
Recentering your mind on the Lord and his word and even like reminding yourself of the community that you are a part of when you're kind of going a little outside of it even could be a benefit. We've been in the wisdom series for a few months now for most of the summer, and we've been having our teaching pastors at the different campuses rotate and visit different campuses. I found it so fun to hear different preachers. What has that been like for you? What have you loved about it?
One of my favorite things about the summers is the rotating pastors. I love to hear from, you know, everybody, especially being spending so much time at Boulder. Love to hear from John. Love to hear from Thomas or Tom. Sorry. Love to hear from even Perry and Zach too. Just love hearing the different perspectives and the different styles of preaching. And it's a similar deal you were saying about the weekly. You have so many wonderful staff members here to get their perspectives, get their thoughts, their insights. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've got a whole host of talented preachers
absolutely
at our disposal. So it's nice to be able to get to see everybody do what they're best at.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there one of the sermons that you saw that really stood out to you? I've got a list. Tom spoke on money. Paul in Boulder spoke on wisdom and words. The sermon this week in Erie was about conflict. Zach preached on when wisdom fails. Perry preached on the wisdom of work, and John preached on friendship.
I think Tom's sermon on money was really good.
So good.
I think it's always good to talk about. It's such a big driver for today's day and age and in the country we live in, and just reassuring to get some biblical wisdom on those things. I mean, I think, you know, I try to be my best try to do my best with my money, try to be wise with my money, and to have the encouragement that he offered, I think was really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's fun how, because we're doing a series on like Proverbs and wisdom, a lot of them interlock together, and it makes me think like Tom's on money made me think of Perry's on work, and like when you're at work, what you're doing for the Lord, and then what you do with what you're given for that time. And all of it is things that we're meant to steward.
Yeah,
I agree. That was a really good one. Paul preached on the wisdom of words in Boulder. I highly recommend, if people haven't listened to it, go back and listen. Because one, Paul is an incredible preacher. He's a very engaging preacher. And it was just really good reminder for me. That was the one that I feel like I walked away from and I was like, oh, I can apply this starting now. Do you feel like there was a piece of wisdom that you walked away from any of the sermons from that you're just like, okay, this is going to be a part of my life now, or at least wanting to kick it around the, you know, the noggin?
Man, that is a good question. I think the reminder from Tom to be content with what you have, I think was really good. I had been, I think this is, you know, always the temptation is to be like, oh, you know, I'll be happy when I have this, or I'll be happy when I have this, or I'm thinking about making, you know, for me specifically, I live in an apartment and I'm itching to get into a house. And I think I felt, you know, the Lord telling me, you know, it's okay to be happy with where you're at right now. One bedroom apartment, you don't need, you know, the space of a house right now. You can be content with where you are. And I found that really encouraging. Kind of speaking to some anxiousness about purchases of that nature.
Similarly for me, when Tom talked about, he had some sentence about how like the word in the Bible that is often used for like giving cheerfully or joyfully can also be like understood as hilariously. And I was like, oh, that is like such a great picture for me of like, when I do give, when I want to be generous, I should be like, oh, this is such a joy to be able to give. And I was like, okay, the next time I'm like looking over my monthly giving or whatever, I'm going to be like, huh, ah, amazing. And I feel like that was another one that I was like, this is okay, this is going to be part of my regular rhythm now, because it just makes giving with money even better. So the podcast is maybe a more relaxed venue than the stage on Sunday.
Definitely.
And so it's fun sometimes to see our pastors relax and in a little less formal venue. What are some of those funny goofy bits that you have like loved watching and listening to the weekly?
They used to always talk about food to start their podcast
for
a really long time. And they would always remark on how they had talked for too long about food, but it never changed. And I'm glad it never changed. They were like, we need to stop doing this. And I always thought, please don't stop doing that. That was a good one. I always loved the jokes about our wives do not listen to this. Great bit. And then they did the podcast, which I thought was cool.
It's pretty good.
John said his mom listens to the podcast.
Incredible.
Thought that was cool. That made me laugh pretty hard.
Shout out to John's mom. Jack, thanks so much for being here. You are a very plugged in member of Calvary. And if people want to get more plugged in like Jack, we have the Connect and Serve Expos coming up. At Erie and Thornton, we have it on August 2nd and 9th. And at Boulder, we've got it on August 16th and 23rd. Jack, thanks so much for your time and for listening as much as you do. Again, if anybody thinks they can rival him in terms of how much they listen, let us know. But before we head out, make sure to go to calvarybible.com, click on your campus, and see what's going on in your neck of the woods. Until then, we will see you guys later.